The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Each week, WVUD hosts different artists to talk about the music they play and the lives they lead. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
Hi, I'm Julia Giambastiani. On September 4th, 2016, Mando Richard recorded an interview with Brad Kolodner from Charm City Junction at the Delaware Valley Bluegrass Festival. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
This is Brad Kolodner of Charm City Junction backstage here at the Delaware Valley Bluegrass Festival on WVUD and WVUD HD1 New Arc.
Brad, one of the things I really like about the Charm City Junction record is that it really shows how old-time music comes from a whole bunch of different traditions.
Absolutely, and Irish music was brought over here with the fiddle tunes from Ireland and Scotland, combined with the banjo brought over from Africa to form old-time, and then of course old-time turned into bluegrass, so there's certainly a common thread, and it really makes playing together with this band easier than we thought it was going to be when we first got together to play. We weren't really sure, casually jamming, how it would work, but it turned out that it actually blends pretty well together. Even though some of the melodies are a little different and there's some of the nuances in each genre are a little different, we've had a lot of fun finding common ground.
One of the things I know that folklorists going back to Sam Baird and the Lomaxes have done is they've really seen that the tradition really does come from, as you mentioned, Ireland, Scotland, England, Wales, even some of the northwestern provinces of France. I mean, that tradition came over here and people brought their portable instruments, their fiddles and their whistles.
Right, and it's also, I think, at its core, dance music as well. So Irish music has a long tradition of dance. Old time has a tradition of dance. Bluegrass, of course, there's the history with clogging and flat footing and square dancing with old time and all that. So there's that common thread in the dance side of the music too. It's upbeat and happy, can be sad, but it's music that gets your feet tapping.
Train on the Island is one of everybody's favorite old time songs, and I'm pretty sure that's one you brought to the group.
Yeah, it is. It's one that I brought to the group. I think I first heard that on a Raina Gellert recording. Raina Gellert, a tremendous old-time fiddler that I really admire her playing, and she does it on one of her albums. That was the first time I ever heard that song. This was many years ago. But yeah, it's a standard in the old-time and bluegrass world. So that's another thing about this group is that we don't feel too self-conscious about sometimes playing those standards because it's presented in such a unique way, especially with the button accordion and Patrick with his fiddling. He's not per se an old time fiddler. You know, he does a lot of improvising beyond what your traditional old time fiddler would do. He's got just a really great drive and just really creative with his rhythms and his improvising. So yeah, even if it's a standard like Train on the Island, which is a timeless melody in the old time world, it still feels fresh to play it with these guys.
train on the island, listen to her squeal. Go and tell my true love how happy I do feel. Go and tell my true love how happy I do feel. Train on the island, headed for the west. Me and my gal done split up, perhaps it's for the best. Me and my gal done split up, perhaps it's for the best. Catch that 518, I'm never coming back. Gonna catch that 518, I'm never coming back.
Charm City Junction, obviously based out of Baltimore.
Right, Charm City, a nickname for Baltimore, if you can believe it. It's a name that I've heard growing up in the Baltimore area since I was a little kid, and it just made sense for the band. We're three out of four of us are from Baltimore, Patrick on fiddle and Sean on accordion, and I grew up in Baltimore together, floating in different circles, you know, the old time world, the Irish world, and the bluegrass world. You know, we all know about each other. We don't always hang out. And so it's been fun to get together, but we've known about each other growing up in Baltimore, and we're very proud of the city. And Alex on bass just recently moved there, so yeah, Charm City is a fitting title for the group. And of course, Junction, sort of self-explanatory, bringing the different genres together.
I know a lot of people all up and down the Northeast think it's a privilege to get to do one or two lessons with your dad, Ken Klodner, on the hammered dulcimer.
Yeah, he's a very well-respected teacher, and so I've learned a lot from him. I don't play the hammered dulcimer. I play one song on it. Yeah, right. I appreciate the instrument and have a lot of fun playing with him. But he's a very well sought after teacher. But he also has taught me a lot about music theory and the other components of music, not just, you know, how to put mallets on a stringed instrument like the dulcimer. But he's also just a really great, I think it's really important, as if I play music full time, he's really understands how to make a living at it too, which is really important. And it's been very helpful as I play music full time now. He's been very helpful at teaching me how to diversify and do a lot of different things to make ends meet. But that's been a huge part, in addition to the musical component of his teaching.
Tell us about Joe Bain's Barn Dance. That's one that I know I've played multiple times on the air.
All right. Well, it's not one that I brought to the group. That was one that Sean brought to the group. But that one's it's a nice one for us. We always play that near the beginning of our set. Sean starts it out with this really nice, slow, pretty intro, and then we kick it up a notch halfway through. We like doing that kind of stuff. And it's nice. It was a nice challenge for me as a clawhammer banjo player, as an old-time player, to figure out how to make these Irish melodies work on the banjo. It's not... even though the tunes aren't that different, some of the phrasing of the melody is just different enough that my fingers don't instinctively know where to go. So it's a good challenge on the brain just to figure out how to move my fingers in a way that makes sense for these Irish tunes.
That's actually a very interesting point, because that, you know, it's from a whistle player, Joe Bain.
Yeah, okay.
And so it would make sense that it might be difficult to translate some of the rhythms from a whistle to the banjo.
Right. Well, when I sit down in an old-time jam and somebody kicks off a tune on fiddle, you know, after a couple times through, I feel like I have a good skeleton of the melody and can hang in there. But with an Irish tune, you're right, the different instruments, totally different phrasing, different, you know, patterns. Yeah, it's a lot of scales and arpeggios and things you hear in other music as well, but it's just something about the way those tunes move that really, you know, playing, you can tell when you play an Irish tune and then you play an old time tune and then you play a bluegrass tune, you can tell pretty much within a few seconds there's something, even if it's the same key and the same tempo, you can tell right away there's something different about the melodies. And that's the cool thing about the folk process, how these tunes evolve based on the instruments and the players. Thank you.
One of the things that some people in the folk process, they ignore is that the music needs to keep evolving. I mean, there's the preservationists.
You know,
that's not how Clark Kessinger played it, or that's not how Bill Monroe sang it.
Yeah, well, it's funny, you know, because Bill Monroe was an innovator, and he was innovating till the day he died, writing new tunes and trying different stuff, and I think that's important to remember. Yeah, it's easy to have some hero worship, and I'm guilty of that for sure. When I'm listening to some old-time records and learning a new tune, I play fiddle as well, and I'll say, oh, I want to play it just like Tommy Jarrell, you know, and I'll try to get the same bowings and all that. But yeah, I think if you accept that you can't really fully imitate somebody, you're going to put your own spin on it. And if you embrace that and have that balance, I think that's when the real innovation happens.
Yeah, that balance. It's like, be aware of what that traditional music was, but then how do you want to bring it forward?
Right. And there is an extreme, you know, there are some bands that I'll listen to or new artists that I can tell haven't listened to the older stuff, or they don't really have that grounding. And I think that's really important to have that. You have to have a little bit of a rooting in tradition. You don't have to, of course, this is just totally subjective. But some of my favorite musicians and bands are ones that are rooted in the tradition, but then take that and do their own thing with it, especially as a radio DJ, always looking for something different and unique and something new to play. As my show leans more towards the new and progressive sort of material, I'm always listening for those bands that have that. You can tell they have a little bit of that old grit or that older sound buried in their playing, but they build on that as opposed to just limiting themselves to that preservation approach.
I'm talking to you about three quarters of the way through 2016, and what's your favorite record right now for the year?
My favorite record, well, I'm actually, what I will say is that I'm really excited to listen to a couple new albums that just came across my desk recently. There's this group out of Michigan that I really like, this duo, Red Tail Ring.
Red Tail Ring. I've played the last track off that album twice in the past 3 weeks.
I haven't even listened to their album. I just know I'm going to like it because I'm a big fan of their music. And then other albums this year that I can't get enough of. Well, I'm a big fan of this group out of Asheville, North Carolina, Town Mountain. I really like those guys. I enjoy their new record. I interviewed them not too long ago on my show. But yeah, I'd say it's, for me, it's hard for me to always say, you know, one album that I love. I do a top 10 list at the end of the year, but that's just to fill an hour on the show. But I find getting new music every week is the new material that comes across and just being excited about the latest. So I think the Red Tail Ring album, I actually just got this EP from Brittany Haas, Joe Walsh, and Owen Marshall. Really like that. I always like Brittany Haas' playing. So that's one that I've been listening to a lot this past week. Changes every week, though, what my favorite album is. So I'm sorry, I'm backing out of that answer.
Did you start off doing radio at Ithaca College, or had you started before then?
Yes, I did start at Ithaca. I went there actually with intentions of being a sports broadcaster. I wanted to be my dream as a little kid was to be the play-by-play for the Orioles, you know, growing up as a big baseball fan. But I soon realized that I just liked being a fan of sports and didn't really want to work in it. I transitioned from doing sports to more news and documentary and journalism, writing for the newspaper. And then an opportunity came up at the local radio station at Ithaca College, that the DJ who had hosted a folk show for 30 years, at the station, a member of the community, he was going to retire and he wanted somebody to take over. And so I signed up and started doing radio on the Hobo's Lullaby on WICB up in Ithaca, and hosted that show for a couple of years. 2 years, and I moved back to Baltimore and really liked folk radio and wanted to keep doing radio. It's not a big part of my, you know, my job, you know, in the grand scheme of things, but it's really fun one day a week to still keep those chops up and meet other bands that come through the area and, you know, spread new music around.
Spread new music around. That's what I enjoy about doing community radio at WVUD. It's like you're sharing, you're almost like curating a music collection and explaining it to people.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's really fun also to feel like I'm on the cutting edge of what's out there. Like there's always new music and it's easy to feel overwhelmed. I'm sure you know the feeling having a big stack of new CDs that you're never going to end up listening to. Unfortunately, as much as you'd want to, there's just so much music. Or you listen to just a few seconds of something, which is unfortunate because you'd really like to give everything a full shot. But that aside, it is really fun to hear what's out there. I never feel... it's easy to feel sometimes like music can be stale or it's repetitive, but I don't know, at least where I am, the music that comes through my desk, I host a more sort of progressive, Americana, progressive bluegrass show. There's a lot of different music out there, and I've had a lot of fun, and it's a nice challenge curating a three-hour show every week. You'd think 3 hours is nothing, but it actually, every week, to feel fresh, for me, I don't know, it's a nice challenge to do something different and unique every week, so I enjoy it.
Well, let's go back to Charm City Junction. What's up in the future for you guys?
Well, we're about to go on the main stage here at the Delaware Valley Bluegrass Festival in about 30 minutes, so I'm excited for that. I've never been here before. But after today, we have a couple more shows. We're playing down at the Berlin Fiddlers Convention on the Eastern Shore of Maryland in late September, and we're playing at my father's big show that he does every year with his former band Helicon. This is the 31st anniversary of the Winter Solstice Concert, which is this big show they do in Baltimore right before the holidays. This year it's December 17th down at Goucher College in just outside of Baltimore. And that's going to be a lot of fun. We're planning to record a new album sometime this winter. We're just building up new repertoire and hope to have another album out on Patuxent, you know, next summer, next spring. So yeah, we're working away at new material. And then next year we're already booking into the spring and the summer, and we've got July or June pretty much already filled out. So we're you know, trying to stay busy and keep playing out there. And yeah, I'm excited to see what's next.
One of the other things that I know you do is you, I don't know if you host it or just help promote it, that Baltimore Old Time Jam.
Yeah, that's right. When I moved back from college a few years ago, I sort of made it my mission to help jumpstart the local old time community. And my dad and I started this old time jam that we do every other Tuesday night. This place called Liam Flynn's Ale House. We get anywhere from 25 to 50 musicians who come out on a regular basis. Not all at once, that would be crazy. But sometimes, you know, 15, 20 people playing at once, and we start out with a slow jam for beginner and intermediate players, and then progress to a more, you know, fast jam for the rest of the night. And so that's been a lot of fun. I also run the local square dance, the Baltimore Square Dance, every month or so. We have a big square dance with a couple hundred folks come out, mostly young people too, which is really neat to see, you know, a lot of young energy at the square dance. So yeah, and host a little house concert series in my place as well. So like I said, when I moved back, it was sort of for selfish reasons, just wanted to have more opportunities to play and hear music and dance. And fortunately, other folks have tagged along with that endeavor. But it's cool. Baltimore is definitely turning into a little hotbed for old time.
Brad Klodner, Charm City Junction, thanks for sitting down with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
And we'll close down this episode of The Music Room with Brad Klodner and all the guys in Charm City Junction playing I'm Troubled.
Steal what you see. hearted lover will tell you more lies than the cross ties on the railroad tracks or stars in the sky. I'm troubled, I'm troubled, I'm troubled in mind. If trouble don't kill me, I'll live a long time. Trouble in mind, if trouble don't kill me, I'll live a long time. I'm troubled, I'm troubled, I'm troubled in mind, if trouble don't.
Thanks for listening to The Music Room on WVUD. For more information about this and other episodes of The Music Room, including selections from the interviews and information about the music, visit us online at sites.udel.edu/TMR. Tune in next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for another episode of The Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.